Okay. Hey.
Hey. Hey. What's up? You get them?
Yeah. Yeah. Just got them from the tailors.
The tailors. Okay. Hot off the
presses.
That's actually kind of fun. Good job.
Do you want to see them?
Yes. Yes. I definitely.
All right. They're out in the trunk of my car.
All right. I'm not falling for that again.
Let me get. All right. They're actually right here.
Okay. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. I hit you.
Not the belt.
Yeah, no. My belt is staying on.
All right, so just close your eyes and I'm going to...
Just pull them out. Come on.
All right, fine. Just let me rummage around. All right. What do you think? You're speechless, I know.
I think you are the biggest idiot I've ever met.
But that doesn't answer my question. What do you think?
Why the fuck do you have Red Lobster uniforms?
Well, what else are they going to wear?
They?
Yeah, the employees.
Employees?
Employees for our secret project.
Okay, I gave you a task.
Which I think I performed
admirably. I said I was going to sit here, work on the plans for our spaceship. And you should go out and put together good space uniforms for us, because you have a better sense of style than I do.
Yay, and these uniforms are awesome.
For a Red Lobster.
Wait, when you said spaceship...
Yes?
You didn't mean a Red Lobster?
Has anyone ever meant Red Lobster by spaceship? Is that a thing?
God, you're just so hard to read sometimes.
I speak words. Sorry.
You're just like, oh, I'm Evan, and I'm a man of mysteries and secrets. And maybe I sometimes say one thing when I mean another.
No, I'm pretty sure I say one thing when I mean it.
All right. Well, I think with a little bit of restitching, we can make these work.
You know, if you want to try, go for it, but I'm not...
Alternatively, we've already got the logo on there. We could maybe just get an endorsement deal from Red Lobster.
No.
Hold on, picture this. We come back from the moon, right? Obviously, we're going to have a press conference to tell everyone that we went to the moon and have successfully returned. And also so everyone can celebrate our success in winning the dance contest.
Right.
So, picture this. We're at a Red Lobster, and they're sponsoring our press conference, and free all-you-can-eat shrimp for life.
I'm a vegetarian.
For life, Evan.
I'm a vegetarian. That you know I'm a vegetarian.
When the fuck did that happen? When I was off making uniforms for the wrong thing?
Yes.
You just decide to go vegetarian?
Yes.
Have you ever been to a Red Lobster, Evan?
No, and I won't now.
You're saying you went vegetarian without at least having gone to a Red Lobster once?
I've been by a Red Lobster. I've looked in the window of a Red Lobster. I've seen ads on TV for Red Lobster. I feel I've had the Red Lobster experience.
You have not had the Red Lobster experience until you've been to Endless Shrimp Night. They're the fruit of the sea.
That sounds scary.
They're the fruit of the sea, so I think you can still eat them.
They're not fruit. I didn't even eat seafood when I ate meat.
Are you serious? All right. I think if you're going to go vegetarian without having been to, say, a Red Lobster, it's like, how can you really, truly make an informed decision?
Informed decision on what? It's not moral.
I'm not saying it's immoral. I'm saying you're just like, I'm trying to come up with a good analogy for this. It's like, you're choosing to reject a way of life without having experienced the best that way of life has to offer.
Yeah, I made a decision. I'm sticking to it.
What I'm saying is if you'd been to a Red Lobster, there's no way you could have just given up meat like that.
Oh, I'm sure I could have. I have eaten a lot of meat. I worked in a meat factory. I've had my share of meat.
See, I think it... Let's get off that. All right, whatever. You're not going to eat at Red Lobster. I don't understand you sometimes.
Clearly.
what am I going to do about these uniforms? I can't get that deposit back. It was non-refundable.
Did you use corporate funds or you use your own funds?
The source of funding, irrelevant.
No, it's very relevant. Did you use corporate funds or did you use your own funds?
All right, well, I wrote them a letter using Very Thin Ice Industries letterhead.
Okay.
And I said that this was part of our new venture.
Okay.
To basically go in on a Red Lobster franchise with them.
Did you send a check?
Yeah. I mean,
how much was it for?
You don't want to know.
No, I do want to know.
$15,000.
Okay, you send them a check for 15,000 yen.
Okay. See, I thought if I wrote yen on the check, I could trick them. Because they wouldn't look at... Basically, I took a regular check and... Or 15,000, but you know where it says dollars? I crossed that out and wrote yen. So that means it'll have to be in yen.
Okay. And which checkbook did you get this check out of?
The one that was in your briefcase.
Okay. Good. I knew that you would get
it. I'm not legally allowed to own a checkbook.
No, I made sure of that. That was the decoy checkbook. We're fine. That's going to bounce.
You have a decoy checkbook?
Yes.
When did you get that?
Pretty much as soon as you came on.
Huh. Well, they're going to be kind of pissed at us.
They're going to be kind of pissed at you.
Do you have any idea what this means?
You
have basically ruined my chances at going back to a Red Lobster. They're probably going to ban me for this again.
Well, you were banned from Red Lobster previously?
Look, that's in the past. You know, what happened between me and the CEO of Red Lobster...
What happened between you and the CEO of Red Lobster?
Look, what happens in Cancun stays in Cancun.
I don't think that's true, and I don't even think anybody says that.
People say that.
Who says that?
People.
What people?
The ones who say it. Look.
Okay.
If I can't go back to a Red Lobster... then I've got no business being on this planet anyways. So we'll go with the whole spaceship thing.
Of course we will. This is, you know, we were talking about this a while ago. You know, clearly the only way to win a contest that you can't win otherwise is if you land a man on the moon first, you win, no matter what it is. We've got this dance contest coming up to save the orphanage that you got us into, and... You know, I can't dance. You can't dance. You know,
our friends can't dance, so we just got to leave them behind.
Yeah. It's just not safe to try. You know, I think the safest option here is to launch the moon.
All right.
So we're doing this, whether or not, you know...
All right, so let me see what you've been working on.
Okay. So let me roll out these plans here. What do you think?
Oh, those are nice.
Thank you.
Where'd you get that blueprint paper?
You know,
That's like a quintessential blueprint paper that you always see in the movies. I didn't think that was actually, like, a real thing you could get.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't have to use it, but I thought it looked nicer. You know, I like the white on blue.
Yeah, it's like real, real nice, real tasteful.
Thank you. What do you think of the actual design?
Oh, yeah, it looks like a space shuttle to me.
Okay, good, good.
What's this going on down here in the tail section?
Those are the gin reserves.
Gin reserves?
Yeah, the gin reserves.
Could you explain that?
Look, we're going to be in space for about, I don't know, 10 days, you know, a dozen days, give or take, you know, with this moon trip there and back. I want to make sure I've got some gin.
Did you need...
Yes.
300-gallon reservoirs?
Yes.
Did you include water? Other provisions?
These aren't finished plans.
You do know I don't drink gin. You've seen the gin face.
You know, I think...
Is that really something you want to deal with for an entire 10-day trip?
I think you can learn to love it.
Well, I guess so. I've learned to love you.
All right, I'll put it in a water tank. Fine.
Thanks. Do you think if I opened a Red Lobster on the moon, they'd be impressed with me and they'd forget about, they'd let bygones be bygones?
I don't even know where to begin. How are you going to be opening a Red Lobster on the moon?
Well, hypothetically speaking.
Who are you going to be staffing it with?
Space Mexicans.
Who's the clientele?
Moon Knights.
Where are you going to get your supplies from?
The secret moon base on the moon.
Considering that everything you've just listed isn't real,
Look, your definition and my definition of reality, you know, are different.
Yeah, but mine's right.
Right is subjective. There's no such thing. We live in a postmodern society. There's no such thing as truth. And also, I'm going to open a Red Lobster.
You know what? Go for it.
So I'm just saying, while we're there, I might be taking a few detours.
You know? I mean, hey, if you want to hang out on the moon and I'll just kind of head back and you call me when you're done, I'll come pick you up.
Well, I figured I'd do it while you're building our shrine.
Our shrine?
To us.
A shrine to us?
Well, if we're going to land on the moon, we got to leave some sort of mark. And we can't plant an American flag because there's already one there. And we don't really we can't represent another country because we're both American citizens.
Right.
So I figure we should just put a shrine to ourselves.
You know, I've
already drawn up what the shrine's going to look like. Take a look. This is what I was also doing in my spare time.
Okay, I'll humor you.
What do you think?
I think this looks like a Red Lobster.
Oh, shit. Got it mixed up. Those were the plans for the Red Lobster.
Okay.
On the moon.
All right, so show me the other one.
All right, here's our shrine.
That looks like a smaller Red Lobster. In fact, it says Red Lobster Express on it. You're really going to try to open two Red Lobsters on the moon?
I mean, if TGI Fridays can do it, we could revolutionize the Red Lobster with a Red Lobster Express.
No,
maybe you're too busy to go to the main Red Lobster establishment on the moon, so you go to the Red Lobster Express on the moon.
I'm not questioning the concept behind Red Lobster Express. I'm actually a little surprised by you. That's not a bad idea.
Thank you.
Now, I'd take it a step further. I'd go with the Red Lobster Express to go.
Oh.
But, you know, it's a good step, but I'm still not convinced of the demand, you know, for a Red Lobster on the moon to begin with, let alone a Red Lobster Express.
Well, I figure you let me handle the logistics.
I don't think that would ever be a good idea for anything.
All right. Well, I'll redraw the plans for the shrine. Clearly you're not a fan. I get it. You're very picky. Do you think if I made it smaller, that it would be more to your liking?
I think that if you made it something else, it would be more to my liking, such as...
Like what?
I don't know. Like, instead of drawing up plans for Red Lobster, if you could start getting together supplies for the supply room on the ship.
I could do that.
Okay.
But I gotta be honest. I only know how to draw one thing, and it's a Red Lobster.
You know, I kind of figured that.
So...
I mean, the other day when your mother stopped by with some of your old things and there was all those drawings from your childhood, I kind of suspected.
Well, now you know my deep, dark secret.
Yes, and believe me, I won't tell a soul. No one will ever hear of this. I'm definitely not recording right now.
All right. Well, I'll go take care of that.
Yeah, make sure you get a variety of supplies.
Do you want to make a list? Here, I'll start writing some things down. What do you want?
I'm going to leave it in your hands. I'm giving you a chance here.
Wow, that's unprecedented of you.
Yeah, don't make me regret it.
All right, we'll not let you down.
All right, you better not. And all right, you get on that. I've got to figure out where to fit the water tank here.
Okay, well, good luck with that. I trust you on that.
Thank you.
Just as I'm sure you trust me on this.
And I think
that all great relationships are built on trust.
Yes.
So this is a good first step for us. First of many.
First step? Okay. It's the first step, sure.
Okay.
All right. Give them back the uniforms. The check bounced. We don't need to keep these. We've got no need for them. Just mail them back.
I wouldn't say...
Mail mine back. You can keep yours.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, go get them in that supply closet.
All right.